You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
100 working days or 3 months. That is the time needed to wait to sit for a practical driver's license test, according to a concern group. The Driving Change Network is a group across the driver's education, training and licensing sectors. They say there are numerous barriers preventing people from learning to drive, with an estimate 70 to 90,000 people struggling to get a license, and it deepens social inequities. Wendy Robertson is the network's coordinator, and I started by asking why waiting times are so long.
So in some regions, we get together on a monthly basis, and one of the huge barriers that is reported by our members for young people or members of the community that they're supporting to getting a license is the long wait in which there is to get a practical driving test. And for some of our people that we're supporting through that licensing journey, it means that, you know, they can't get a job or they lose interest, and then for some of them they don't continue towards completing a full New Zealand licence.
Okay, how many people do you know, do you think can't get a full-time job because they don't have a licence?
Well, I wouldn't be able to say I couldn't put a number on it actually, but I know it affects many people. MSD themselves state that 80% of jobs require a licence as a prerequisite. If you're unemployed and have no access to a licence, then that's potentially an issue for you. Not to mention, we have members in Tairāwhiti, up from Gisborne, and their issues are even greater because they don't have access to public transport.
Okay.
A licence is even more important for the likes of those people.
Okay. I kind of want to go back to the earlier issue on the long wait times. Why does it take 104 working days to wait to sit for a driver's test?
I think it's just the current capacity of the VTNZ testing stations and the number of testers that they have available. And the demand is really high at the moment for practical tests.
Now, your organisation on your website also said up to 70 to 90,000 people are struggling to access with the licence system. What do you mean by this?
So that was figures done in a MB report that showed 70 to 90,000 people struggled to gain a full licence. And those are people, for various reasons, face barriers to the licensing system. So it could be finance. It could be that they have no access to a licensed driver who can teach them to drive. They may not have a suitable vehicle to learn in. They may not own a warranted or registered vehicle. And then having the long waits for the test or being able to access a nearby testing station is another reason why they're struggling.
I took my learner's test myself last December, and it's quite expensive, actually. Almost $100 just for the learner's test, then $135 for the restricted test, and $110 for the full learner's test. Is it too expensive from the perspective of licensing from the industry?
Not the initial tests. We realise that there are costs involved and that it has to be recouped by somebody. And our testing fees, in comparison to other countries, aren't that bad. But where it gets really hard is, on top of that, there are retest fees. So had you not passed your learner's license the first time, then you would have been faced with a further $48 fee to try again. And you can imagine, for a family who possibly had to save to be able to afford the initial test, and for various reasons, nerves, not being prepared, whatever the case is, they fail, then that additional $48 could be a real reason why they wouldn't attempt to sit their test again.
Okay. I guess for the same low socioeconomic for the families who are in low socioeconomic conditions, driving lessons can also be a burden, is it?
I would say that for people in those situations, driving lessons would not be an option. They, you know, on average, you're looking at about $70 an hour for a lesson. And for those types of families, I think just coming up with a test fee would be hard work.
Okay, but what can the government do to reduce this number?
Well, that's what Driving Change are hoping to work with the government to come up with a more equitable system where people who need assistance can easily access it. At the moment, I believe that some can access assistance through work and income, but not everybody is on a benefit that needs help with driver licensing fees. And I think, as many people in the community will know, that there's a growing working class poor, and for those people, we feel that there needs to be easy ways to gain assistance also.
Should driving lessons be brought back into the regular school curriculum?
We firmly believe that driving education and training should be offered at secondary school level. That way everybody will get basic driving education, and our road safety statistics will be better for it. We'll have safer road users throughout the country as a result.
Okay. I'm sitting on quite a precarious situation because I didn't go to school in New Zealand. Because I grew up in Hong Kong, but I didn't get my license there. And so far, and my family's overseas as well, so there's no full-time license holder to teach me how to drive. What sort of solutions are there available for people who don't have a car or could afford driver's lessons but still want to learn driving?
So there are numerous community organisations around New Zealand who offer support for people who don't have access to funds, a vehicle or a licensed adult to teach them to drive. And so for people who aren't in the school system and the likes of yourself, they could access those supports through those community organisations. And currently, Driving Change, alongside of the Ministry of Social Development, we are undertaking a mapping of these services so that access to a list of them is readily available for all New Zealanders.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.